This is Ron Stutz. North Carolina was one of the first states to establish an official state symphony. On May 14, 1932, Lamar Stringfield brought together a group of local musicians to perform in Hill Hall at the University of North Carolina here in Chapel Hill. They were originally unpaid volunteers, but by 1935, the newly minted North Carolina Symphony had performed over 140 concerts in more than 50 venues across North Carolina. In 1942, the symphony began to focus on education by coordinating with elementary schools, bringing children and students into concert halls to ask questions and hear the musicians play. In March of 1943, state legislature passed the Horn-Tootin' Bill, which permanently allocated state funds for the continuation of the orchestra and other musical organizations across the state. The current music director for the symphony is Grant Llewellyn, who has held that position since July of 2004. Initially hired with a four-year contract, Llewellyn's contract currently extends through 2018. The old traditions of the symphony have also stayed in place, with about 50 of the orchestra's annual performances being devoted to students and youth education. I'm Ron Stutz. We just thought you'd like to know. This is the new WCHL.